Police arrested a man they say stole a school bus.
This happened just outside of Raleigh last night around 4 p.m. Authorities say the bus was taken from an elementary school near Philadelphia and driven over 500 miles, crossing multiple state lines before the suspect was finally stopped.
Who wants buses and for what? And where are they now? Cops don't have all the answers, but they believe this may be linked to a larger unsolved criminal investigation. Officials have not released the suspect's identity, citing a request for anonymity until trial as the case continues to unfold.
What's up, guys? I'm currently in jail right now. Luckily, I still have my phone. But guys, I do have to tell you something really important. I am not actually even in jail right now. I'm underneath the pool in the pool room, which is basically a closet. I got my cameraman right here.
Wait, so you didn't go to jail?
No, I never did actually go to jail. Let me explain what happened. I am working on the most elaborate prank I have ever pulled of all time. This cuts so deep, I'm actually blending real world events with prank events. So let me explain what that means. The Facebook listing and the school bus was 100% legit. That actually did happen. Me and Matt found a crazy deal. We flew up to Pennsylvania and we tried buying this bus from an elementary school. We really did have cash in an envelope we left at the front door. Steven also paid for the school bus to some random dude that showed up. So we paid twice, we got completely scammed, and there was no title for the bus or license plate. We did actually drive it 500 miles all the way down to the TMR house with no plate and a ton of cops like checking us out. 2 days later, the police and the FBI did roll up to my house looking for me. They had a warrant and were after me for a serious felony. Then I did actually turn myself in. I got handcuffed, arrested, and put in the back of a cop car. But that is when the real life stuff stopped and the prank begun. That is because the police and the FBI, all those guys are my friends. They've been to the team or our house before and I have photos and pictures with them. So what I did is I called in a little favor. I had them roll up to my house and just go crazy. That was all actually the beginning of the prank, but nobody else knew that. Except Mama Sherry.
Can we cut and start over? Just like, hold it, because it...
She was also in on the prank as well, and her acting was mwah, just incredible. And I know what you guys are thinking. Grace was so scared she was crying, but believe it or not, she was acting too, because she is also in on this prank. Nick, however, wasn't in on the prank, but I later told him I needed help filming this, so he knows now.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, man.
Yeah, but now you know it's a prank, so we're cool. Everybody else, though, they think I'm in jail right now, and today I'm gonna try to push the limits and see how far I can prank them with the most epic prank I have ever attempted. And I'm gonna be starting with the most gullible of Team RAR, Mr. Ryan Prunty. Okay, I'm gonna call Ryan. All right, come on, answer. Come on, answer.
Carter's finally FaceTiming me right now.
Ryan!
Yo, where are you?
I'm still in jail right now.
What do you want us to do? Are you getting out soon? What's happening?
I still have my phone, but if the guards see it, they're gonna take it away, so I gotta be quick.
Okay, can we do anything? What do you want me to do?
I'm gonna get out of jail, but I'm gonna need your help, okay?
Okay.
Except my bail is about $10,000. You're gonna need to find that cash, get to the jail so you can bail me out soon.
I don't have $10,000. I can sell some stuff, or I can try to sell my car.
Ryan, how much do you...
I have a few $100. I don't have $10,000 lying around. If you go to the bank, it's gonna take a few days.
Fine, I don't have time. I need to get out of here today. Okay, well, I do have some extra cash in my room. Go to my room, go to my closet. There should be a box in there with cash in it. Okay, the guards are coming. I gotta go.
Okay. Carter needs help getting bail money. Apparently, he has it somewhere in his house, so it's a matter of time. He's gotta find it.
I really do think Ryan is buying all this right now, which is perfect because I'm gonna have him do some of the most crazy stuff. And let's see if he can even find my savings.
So just for a little context, it's been around 24 hours since the whole arrest thing happened. No one's heard from him, no one's seen him. We don't even know what jail he's in. He's saying he has $10,000. His bail is set at $10,000. It should be somewhere in his room in a box. He said his closet this way. So if I was hiding a ton of money, I would put it down here somewhere. There's like backpacks.
I'm literally trying to prank as many people as I can, including Matt. And the best part with him is he actually does know how to drive the school bus. So I'm gonna give him a call, tell him the cops are on their way and that he needs to hide it immediately.
Okay, so first thing you gotta do is take those. Hold on.
Car's calling. Hey, what's up?
Hey Matt, I need your help. You need to get this bus moved.
Right now? Why?
Yeah, so I'm currently in jail. I don't have much time to talk, but I overheard the cops. They said something about heading to the TMR house to look for that school bus. So you need to move it right now.
Okay, I've got a lot of questions, but does that have to be right now? I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Matt, I'm in jail. Cops are coming. Move the bus now.
Okay, I'm going.
No, I don't know how big a box would be that holds $10,000. $10,000 isn't that big. It's usually like around this size, so I don't know what he would have it in. Well, what about these? Shoe boxes? This is too big. No, maybe this? I think this could be it. Okay, I think this is it. Let's go. This thing is solid metal, so I think this is exactly where I would hide money if I had it. But he didn't give me a key or anything. It's pretty solid. So I'm gonna try to call him back and hopefully he can tell me how to open this.
All right, so there's cops coming to the house and I've gotta hide a huge yellow school bus. So I guess we're just gonna fire it up and see if we can hide it somewhere. All right, let's get this old school bus started. Oh boy, it is dead. Completely dead. Okay, well, we gotta figure that one out. All right, so let's check on the batteries. They're brand new, they should be fine, but let's take a look. You gotta hit it just right. I forgot about this. Oops. Now we can go hide the school bus.
Okay, Carter did not answer. I'm running out of time. I have to get him out of jail, so I can't just wait around. I have a plan. All right, so I came to the garage because in here, Carter has every tool you could ever think of. Something has to be able to break this box open. All right, I'm sorry, Carter. I know you probably love this box, but I'm gonna bail you out, baby. I don't even know what this thing does, but it's got a cut metal. To work, this box has to be open. Okay, I thought that would have done a little more damage to it. Okay, I gotta try cutting the hinges instead, so watch your eyes. Okay, it's seeming like the metal on this box is too strong, so I gotta try a different tool.
I even told Drew that I'm getting out of jail today. He's actually so hyped. He's running to the store or something. He said he's getting me a little special gift. So I have no idea what you get for someone when they come out of jail, but we will find out soon.
All right, so I heard Carter's getting out of jail today. I'm actually pretty hyped on that. So I'm gonna go get him a little gift.
Okay, I forgot the battery. It should work now. Weird. Sound. Come on. There we go. Okay, thank goodness it started. That was gonna be really bad. All right, now let's go try to hide this bus.
Oh yeah, here we go.
All right, so there's only one garage on the Team RAR property that this will even fit in. It's this one right here. This is the perfect hiding spot. Look how big this thing is. Oh. I forgot about the other massive truck we have.
Okay, angle grinder didn't work at all, but a good old pickaxe should punch a hole right in this thing. Okay. Woo! That worked pretty good. The problem is, punching a hole is not enough. You gotta actually get the lid open. Come on, get it! Okay. Wait, there's only 2, 3, 4. There's only $500 in here. Carter said it should be 10 grand in this box. It's not even close to being enough to bail him out. Oh, this is so bad. Okay, I'm gonna try calling him again. If I don't get this money, I'm literally not gonna be able to get Carter out of jail. He's gonna be stuck in there.
Hey Ryan, did you get the money?
Yo, I opened the lockbox, the one you told me about. There's only $500 in here.
Ryan, I need $10,000. Where's the rest of it?
There's only $500 in there.
Wait, Ryan, was that the one in my closet or the one under my bed?
No, it was the one in your closet. You said go to your closet, find the box, and open it up. It's $500 in here.
Okay, Ryan, whatever. Just find the one that's got my savings in it. It's probably under my bed or something. Just go find it. I gotta go. Just hurry, go get it.
I need some help with the cake, like, writing on there. Do you guys do that? He, like, stole a school bus from an elementary school. Yeah.
This one happy get out of jail thing?
Yeah, that would be great, actually. You're awesome, Nick. Have a good one.
You as well.
All right, so my next plan is to try and put it in our second biggest garage door. It just might fit in here. It's pretty big and long in here, so let's give it a try. I hope this works. This is great. This is perfect. The cops are never going to look in here. Carter is going to be so happy. Oh, it doesn't fit, does it?
I got the box. This is the one, and I'm not wasting any time because I'm using this thing. Right there. So, do I know how to drive this thing? No, not at all. But the moment I get it working, that box is going to pop right open. I'm assuming I turn the key. Sounds good. Carter's probably gonna be really mad that I'm using his machine, but I gotta get the money, so I can't waste any time. I'm assuming grab this and just pull it back. Okay, good start. Oh. Okay, yeah, I think it's working. Yes! Yes! Oh, this is definitely gonna open it up. Yeah! Come on! Oh, I missed. Oh, this is definitely working. Come on. Oh, it's open! Okay. Oh, wait, I kind of got stuck. Are you kidding me? It's literally not even open. It's not even open. That made it worse. I can't even get in it. The lid came off, but it crushed the whole thing. Okay, I'm gonna put it sideways and try to smash it more. If I hit it this way, it should open, right?
I've been down here in this fake jail for a couple hours because I'm really trying to commit to this prank. So I even brought a little jail snack to hold me over.
I don't know what to do. I've got to call Carter.
Oh, Matt's calling. Hey, Matt, what's up?
All right, I hid the school bus. Take a look.
Matt, that's not hidden. It's sticking out. You got to get it all the way in the garage.
It's the best I could do. We don't have a garage big enough for a school bus.
Okay, well, then we're going to have to hide it somewhere else. You're going to have to start thinking about where else we can put it.
I don't know, in the woods?
Matt, I don't know, the cops are gonna be there any minute. Just get on the bus, rip it down into the woods, and get it hidden right now, just go.
Okay, all right, that's what I'll do.
Okay, this thing goes down, key goes on. What did I do wrong? What did I, oh my God, they're gonna kill me. Oh, okay, this should work. I think maybe one big hit. Pull that back. Here we go. 3, 2. Come on! Come on! Open! It's burying it more. It's not working. Why won't this open? Oh.
No. Okay.
This is just so bad.
I don't know about a birthday. Get out of jail day today. one of my buddies stole a school bus, so today's the day he's getting out. He stole a school bus, so yeah, he's getting out of prison today. Thank you. You have a good one. Thank you. All right, I got the cake. Now it's time to head back to the Timurai house. I think Carter should be home soon.
I can't believe I'm running from the cops again in this school bus. Time to go hide it in the woods. If the cops find it, Carter's never gonna get out of jail. All right, here we go. Off-road in a school bus. Let's see what happens. Oh my gosh. Oh. Wow, this thing does really well. We are stuck. This might be where we hide it.
I thought it would pop it. It's, I can't even get it out of the ground. I just buried 10 grand. Oh, the car's ever gonna get out of jail now. Come on. Oh my God. It's completely stuck. There's 10 grand in here and the entire thing is flattened like a pancake, pinched down, and I don't think there's any way to open it now. So this could just be lost. So I gotta call Carter and tell him the bad news.
Oh, Brian's gone.
Hey, I don't think you're getting out of jail today.
What do you mean I'm not getting out of jail today?
I lost your $10,000.
Brian, what do you mean you lost $10,000? It's in the box under my bed.
Yeah, this is the box. I tried to get it open, but I flattened it. It's like a pancake. There's no way to get it open now.
Brian, how did you even do that? Did you drive the excavator? You know you're not supposed to drive that stuff. Now you messed everything up.
It's an emergency. What do you want from me? I'm trying to help you. What do you want me to do with this?
Brian, that's the only money I have. Just take it to the jail. They can probably cut it open there. They'll know what to do. Just go.
Okay, fine. You're gonna accept it.
Okay, I gotta be honest with you guys. Doing pranks kind of like makes me feel a little weird because on one hand, they're so funny and hilarious and they make for great videos. But on the other hand, I kind of feel bad pushing the limit. So do you think I went a little too far on this one? I don't know. I think I should probably tell them it's a prank at some point and hopefully they don't get so mad.
All right, well, I hope this is good enough because it's not going anywhere. It's a school bus. It's gonna be off-road anyway.
Matt, did you get the bus hidden?
Yeah, well, good enough, I guess.
Where did you put it?
By the dirt bike track.
That's not even that hidden. It's open and in plain sight.
Yeah, but it's also stuck. So, that's all we're gonna be able to do.
Okay, honestly, that's good enough. The cops are gonna be there any second, but there's one more thing I need you to do. Go to the pool deck real quick. There's something there that you need to see.
Okay, got it, I'm coming.
I gotta be honest, I am quite proud of myself for structuring this whole prank. I'm curious of how many of you guys actually thought that I got arrested. I think the cops did such an incredible job, and same with Mama Cher and Grace. So if you guys believed it, let me know in the comments. Wait, I gotta call Ryan. There's one more thing I need him to do.
So, he thinks they're gonna take this as currency. It's my first time having to go to jail to bail somebody out. Yo.
Ryan, hang on. Before you go to the jail, there's one more thing I need you to do. Ryan, I just need you to go to the pool, go underneath. There's something there.
Why?
Just go quick.
Okay, fine. I'm coming. Okay, so I'm at the pool deck. For some reason, Carter wanted me here right now, but I don't know why, so I'm waiting. For some reason, he wants us under here. I don't know why.
I think it's time. Let's go. I need to get out of jail. Ryan, Matt! Yes, you guys did it! Woo! I'm out of jail, baby!
Wait.
Right, I never went to jail. These aren't even real handcuffs. I was under the pool the whole time.
There's a jail under the pool?
No, it's the pool. I never went to jail. That's the whole thing. This whole thing was an entire prank.
Carter, you stole a school bus and we all saw you get arrested.
Okay, well, technically I don't have the title, so I don't own it, but it's not stolen. I made that whole part up.
But the cops came and they arrested you in front of all of us.
That's true. The cops did come to the house, but those guys are friends and I called in a little favor.
I don't understand.
I got the school bus stuck for nothing?
I don't understand. You said you were in jail. I saw you in jail. You FaceTimed me from jail.
Nope, this was the biggest prank I have ever pulled in my entire life. I had a lot of people in on this prank. Even Mama Cher was in on it.
Okay, but I spent all day getting you bail money and I found 10 grand and I lost it.
What do you mean you lost my 10 grand?
You had me find $10,000 and I buried it by
myself. Ryan, you lost me money?
You pranked! You lied to all of us! How is this my fault?
Ryan, you should have fallen for a prank. This is the best year to start off the strongest prank of my life. Guys, comment down below if you fell for this one too. Let's go!
This isn't even a prank anymore.
Yes, it's like
a
meme. Okay. You should have fell for it. He's done YouTube for like 10 years.
You lied to him. I don't understand what's happening.
All right, Carter, where you at? I got you a cake. It says, Happy Get Out of Jail Day. Where is everybody? What do you mean he didn't get arrested? Wait, so he like never went to jail? Are you kidding me? No. Ah! I can't waste this good cupcake though. Mmm.